I used to go on real vacations, wild vacations, where I did things like mountain bike in Arizona on expert trails and almost get myself killed. But still, it was vacation. So since I've had at least one child attending college for approximately the last 82 years, my vacation ambitions have been replaced with something more financially responsible. Less poolside in Sedona, more poolside in Wildwood Crest midweek, because I can't afford the weekend rates. But at least I know how much I can afford thanks to Monarch AI. Monarch is the personal finance app that tracks everything: accounts, investments, savings goals, and spending. And you could get your first year of Monarch for half off, just $50, with promo code HAPPENS. Monarch AI is helping me plan my summer vacation. Well, not like that. It cannot get a table, but what it can do is answer questions like, how much can I actually spend on beach tags and beer? So instead of staring in horror at the menu, I actually know what my budget is. And if things start to get out of hand, Monarch will let me know before I do something remarkably stupid, at least when it comes to my money. So use code HAPPENS at monarch.com to get your first year half off at just $50. That's 50% off your first year at monarch.com with code HAPPENS.
Changes in sexual performance are more common than most people realize, and support doesn't need to feel awkward. With MedExpress, everything happens privately online. Start by completing a short consultation reviewed by UK-registered clinicians. If eligible, treatment is delivered discreetly to your home with ongoing support whenever you need it. You're not alone in this. Visit medexpress.co.uk/podcast to learn more.
Hey, I'm Dan Bovar, writer and editor at entrepreneur.com, and welcome to another snack size edition of our show, How Success Happens. So nice to be in your ears. So I think I speak for most members of the dudosphere when I say that when it comes to personal style, we want clothes that look good and are comfy, but also look good. Because whenever I catch a reflection of myself in a store window and I'm wearing a gigantic pair of sweatpants and a free t-shirt I got at a Mets game, I text my wife and I say, "You're not supposed to let me leave the house like this." Well, twin brothers Alex and Mike Faraday understand that intersection of comfort and fashion, which explains why their clothing brand Faraday, which has this very cool beach town vibe, has just simply grown and grown and grown since its launch in 2013. And I spoke with Alex about the early days of the brand launch, which they did with the help of their mom and Alex's wife, Carrie, and learned how it has grown into an empire of 80 store locations and partnerships with the likes of the New York Knicks. Not too shabby. So to kick things off, I asked Alex if he could give us a peek into Faraday's origin story.
My identical twin brother, Mike, has been dressing me since I was 3 years old. He has always loved clothes and always been super stylish. And we grew up in a beach town on the Jersey Shore called Spring Lake, New Jersey. And so we grew up, we surfed for kids. And so very casual, bought all of our clothes at surf shops. And then we moved to New York City as teenagers. My parents one day were like, we're moving to New York City. And so we started buying clothes at New York City department stores and obviously different style. And my brother, when he sat down to write his college essay, his senior year in high school, he wrote his essay on starting this brand. And it was a brand that merged our Jersey Shore beach surf style with living in New York City and the clothes and the fabric qualities that we would find in, you know, Ralph Lauren's and the department stores, and creating a brand that like merged the two worlds together. And so that was when we were 18. And then, so since then, Mike and I said, we're gonna have a clothing company one day. And then Mike went on to study fashion in college. He worked at Ralph Lauren for about 10 years as a designer. I was always going to be the business side of it. So I worked, ended up graduating and working in finance. I worked in investment banking and then private equity. And we turned, right after we turned 30, we've been talking about this freaking brand for, you know, since we were teenagers. And so we quit our jobs and we started Faraday.
Nice. So ditching corporate life and doing your own entrepreneur thing, everybody's dream. So I asked him if the dream and the reality aligned when they started. Now, I think you know how he's going to answer this, but let's hear what he has to say.
But you have the dream and you have this like, oh my God, I'm going to start this business and it's going to be amazing. Like, it's going to be so fun. And my old job was, you know, not that fun and I didn't love it. And I'm going to love every minute of building this company. And within the first week, I was like, what the heck did I do? Like my life disappeared, you know, my stress went through the roof. I had to learn how to start something from scratch, which I had never done. So all the different things that go into building a brand, building the product, building the infrastructure, you know, we had to start from scratch. And so it was very hard, very complicated, but at the same time, it was exhilarating because all of a sudden now this is our own thing and this is what we've been dreaming about. But it was so much harder than I could have ever imagined, is I think the takeaway. I think the couple things that are specific is in a product business is how complicated and financially draining inventory is. So I think like there's one thing to like, oh, this is a brand and I love it and there's so much fun stuff about, but like the back end of the inventory, realizing like every dollar of sales we have to generate, like we have to predict the inventory buy to hit that sales. And if you don't, you can go out of business really fast in the beginning. So I think that's an added level of complication. It's not even like marketing or selling or designing. It's just making sure you have the right amount of cash and you buy the right amount of inventory and you turn it fast enough to generate the business just makes this industry and consumer products like ours just a lot harder than I wish it was.
Yeah, so you probably saw that answer coming, but always helpful to be reminded that not an easy journey. So a lot of brands launch and a lot of them don't grow and grow and grow like Faraday did. So I asked them to give us a peek into their playbook. How'd they make it happen?
We did two things when we launched. The first thing was we built a mobile store that we could travel around the country with. So we called it the Mobile Beach House and we found a friend who was an architect, another friend who was a build houses. And we're like, can you help us build this mobile beach house? So it's a wooden slabbed trailer that we could put behind a pickup truck and park it anywhere possible. Like it'd be really fun for us to get this brand on the road. So that was one of the ways we launched the brand. We went from New York down south through Texas to California and back. We were gone for about 45 days. And then we spent the summer in Montauk with the truck, with the beach house, kind of doing different things out there. That was our first like in real life experience. And then we also had the website. It was really hard in the beginning to get any traction to the website because no one knew who we were.
Yeah.
And we didn't have a ton of money to put into marketing. So we really realized that like, if we're going to take things into our own hands, like we felt like the in-person retail was a great way for us to do it because people liked the story of the brand. My wife ended up joining us and my mom when we started. So they were also kind of on the road with us, helping us. And we also realized like the product that Mike and I wanted to design was a higher end product. So like very tactile, like the fabric feels really nice. Like it's really well made premium product. And it was hard to get that messaging via photos online. And so Just like people feeling and touching the product, we realized like if we can get people to feel it and touch it and try it on, like the chances of selling it are so much higher. So what we quickly realized was we need to figure out how to get the product in stores. We didn't have a ton of dough to do that. So what we did was we're like, let's really lean into building a wholesale business so we can get our product into some of the best department stores across the country. So we started working on that kind of 3 months after we launched. And we ended up taking our mobile store to a trade show in Las Vegas, driving across country, parking it in the trade show. And that's where we had our first kind of taste of Nordstrom and some different department stores. And actually Nordstrom was a department store that picked our lineup the first season that we showed it to them. Mm. So all of a sudden we had this mobile store, we had our product going into Nordstrom and we had this little online business. So we were like an omni-channel business when we were less than $1 million in sales. So we really made the business complicated, but we gave ourselves as many chances to get the product in front of people.
And it obviously worked. So we've got the stick-to-itiveness, the hard work, the pounding the pavement, the sheer making it happen of it all. But what is the special sauce? What is the thing that makes Faraday Faraday?
So outside of product, which I think is a super product that we get from my brother Mike, which is he's just a savant. Like think of like the greatest chefs in the world who just can understand the ingredients and how you take different ingredients and put the right blend of ingredients together to create just a very amazing product. Like he just has that knack. And that's something that I think in this day and age, like it's still like one designer can make a difference for a brand. It's an artist, right? It's just the special sauce that Mike Faraday brings to our company. And obviously now he's trained a team who get it. And so now obviously there's the leverage of putting his talents into our whole team and our whole company. I think the other thing in the early days is our unfair advantage was our story, right? It was like, here's two twin brothers who's just, this is what we've wanted to do since we were kids. And like, when I talk about it, the brand to people, like, I just love it. I love this, what the brand embodies. I'm so proud of it. And I think what we realized was if we can get in front of people and introduce our story to them and how passionate we are about what we're doing, it can resonate with them. Because in the end of the day, brands mean something to people, right? And brand stories mean something to people.
The story matters. We hear it again and again all across all different industries. Customers want to latch on to the brand story. They want to feel a part of it. And these guys did an incredible job of making that happen. So, as we're recording this, I mentioned the New York Knicks. The New York Knicks are waiting to learn who they will face in the Eastern Conference Finals. And I bring this up because I love the Knicks, and also because Faraday has a partnership with the team and its players. So I asked, how did you make that happen?
Yeah, so Mike and I love sports. So we both were athletes in college and huge sports fans. And, you know, part of the beauty of this brand is a lot of what we do is things that we love and we identify with. And so huge Knicks fans, it's been a tough 42 years to be a Knicks fan. You know, in the early years, it was glorious. And when the Knicks signed Jalen Brunson, they had their first little playoff run. It was like, okay, there's a team here. We may do something here. And so the Knicks signed Jalen Brunson and we were like, you know, we've been talking about having an athlete ambassador for the last couple of years. Like maybe it's Jalen. And as huge Knicks fans, we got in touch with Jalen and he had known the brand. He's got a house on the Jersey Shore. So we had some mutual connections. And so we signed Jalen as our first kind of brand ambassador. And he became a fan of, you know, a friend of the brand. And so with that, we helped us get with the Knicks, which is our favorite team of all time. And so we've been doing for the last couple of years these great product collaborations with the Knicks and product collaborations with Jalen. And then now that's morphed itself into a bigger overall collaboration deal with the NBA that we're launching next year.
Now, does that kind of thing, as you say it, or as you like, you know, walk into Madison Square Garden and see your stuff hanging up, does it still like light you up or is it?
It's amazing. I mean, every time I go on, you know, a couple weeks ago, I got interviewed at the game on the MSG network, which is the local Knicks network. And, you know, so many friends from high school and growing up see it. You know, and yeah. Like, you know, on the floor watching the game, meeting like Ben Stiller and Strahan and all the people on the floor. It's like the pinch me moments that make me wake up every day just being so grateful that we get to do it. And now I think being able to lean into things that we love and we're passionate about and how the brand can kind of show up in those places is cool. And Jalen's the man.
The man indeed. And since I believe in jinxes, I would just say that I hope Jalen and Kat and all the fellas just have a good time playing basketball out there. They're so darn good at it. Okay, so finally, I asked Alex to give entrepreneurs, that's you, who are just starting out, or maybe they started out and they want to grow and grow and grow like he did, what's his best advice for turning that dream into reality, or a reality you couldn't have even imagined?
I think for starting a business is really hard. It takes everything you got to do it. So make sure if you do decide to do it with someone, that it's someone that you trust and you can really love building it with. So I had the fortune of doing that with my family, and that made the hard times easier, that we were all in at all times together. And then the second thing I would say is be patient. Some things are going to go your way. Some things aren't going to go your way, but just keep moving things in the right direction one day every time, getting things a little bit better, and think outside the box. I think trends and how businesses operate, like there's always like, this is the newest thing on the block, we got to do it, but really study the industry and what's going to help the brand, your company, withstand the test of time. When you build a brand, Mike, you know, the day we started the brand, we said this, we want to do this brand for the rest of our life. So the decisions that we made were long-term decisions, long-term thinking. And I think that really helps. So just being clear with what you want out of the business up front. And I'm a believer in, if you put it out to the world and you are very clear with what you want, you know, it's amazing what can happen.
Beautiful words from a man who makes beautiful clothes. Love it. Alex, thanks so much. And thank you for listening. Our show comes out twice a week, so please subscribe and you'll never miss awesome insights like that. And while you're in a subscribing mood, check out the How Success Happens newsletter. Now, it usually costs $300 a month, but just for you, I'm giving it away for free. That's right. You can sign up for free. Go to info.entrepreneur.com/HSH. Sign yourself up. And as we sign off, let's all put three beautiful words out into the universe. Let's go Knicks. Wait, is that three or four? Because there's that contraction. So it's like the apostrophe S word. I don't know. I didn't do well in English class. All right. We'll see you next time.